Hello, Mr. Richard. So thanks for reaching out about doing SEO optimization for your website to rank on the first page of Google, as well as some other aspects, text to ratio, code. So I'm going to do a quick audit. I figure this is the best way to give you an idea of what we would do, how long it would take, and what it would cost. And I'll go from there. So number one, what I did is I just wanted to see how you ranked initially for your brand name, and it did take me a couple of searches to find it. So usually that just means it's not fully optimized just for the brand name alone. I would assume either this website is somewhat new or there's just some missing pieces to add it. So like, for example, when I was able to find it, it looks like you are redirecting allaboutthedetails.org. Oh man, what happened here? Allaboutthedetails.org to down to everydetail.com, and it's just kind of weird. So if we were gonna, we want to only use one domain, because we're just giving data, additional data to Google that isn't relevant. So that's one easy update you can make. For the website itself, I think it's done very well. I'm pretty sure this is done on Squarespace, and I have to give you kudos that this is probably one of the better Squarespace sites I've ever seen. But you're right, like, there is not enough content pretty much on all the pages, and there are also some pages missing that will really help your SEO. So number one is basically each page, we want to have at least 600 to 1,000 words, with the homepage being the most important. So here, if I'm hovering over the tab down to every detail, I don't think you'll be able to see this from the Loom, but it doesn't mention what area you're servicing or what you do. It's just the name of the site. So in order to update this, we would do something like mobile detailing services in Delray Beach. And it just depends on what the main area is. I know you're mobile, which is great, but we want to start off with just a main area so that when people look it up in that main area, Google knows, okay, this business does mobile detailing in this area. So really what we're doing is we're adding a name of a chapter to each page. We're naming it so that it's easy to understand when you open a book and you go to chapter 6, it's, you know, mobile detailing services. As an example, so we would definitely update the homepage. Again, that's the most important. The about us, we would update this with just a little bit more content, but generally that's not the biggest deal. Each one of these services, this page is good, but it's going to need a page for each service. So exterior wash only should have its own page, budget friendly detail should have its own page, and lavish details should have its own page. So that'll be three additional pages just so that we can talk more about what happens with each detail, what they can expect. It's really just more details. And in those pages, we also mention, hey, we are in these areas, we service these areas, which will give us a better opportunity and chance of ranking for when people search those type of keywords. And not only that, if you have good callouts within those pages, they act as landing pages for those specific services. So imagine someone landing on the lavish detail page. It says everything they need to know. It lets them know the starting price or the range of prices. And then there's a contact us now. It just makes it all a little bit more straightforward instead of having to click here, click there, click here, click there. So that would be three pages here. The paint and ceramic coating. So this will be call for a free coat. Again, this is great. Like, you want a page like this, but then each one of these, paint correction needs to be a page on its own. Ceramic coating needs to be a page on its own. And again, same thing. We just add 600, 800 keywords, words, and also have the callouts so that they know what it is, where it is for both humans and Google. Just a little best practices. The contact us is usually the last one. That's just the way it goes. It's what people are used to. So I would rearrange that. Reviews. This is great. I know you have 8 on your Google review, so maybe we can add the other ones here. And it's good that you have them texted in, because then Google picks up on that. The FAQs. This is great. Pretty general stuff. So that's good that you have it already. And then I would update this. We can help you update this footer. So usually you do want the hours, you do want the contact, but then you want maybe like area served. So that's easy to understand. Okay, well, where does he serve? And then maybe also do like social media links, which I think you have up here, but it's pretty standard practice to have them at the bottom as well. And it just fills the page a little bit better. So that would be the general on-page optimization to begin with. What that also includes is each page will have the H1 optimized, the SEO title, and the SEO description added. So I'm pretty sure right now we don't have anything, because if we did, it would show up on this tab thing, and it doesn't. And I can also check here on my tool here. So it's missing the description and it's missing the H1 tag. So I know that's going to be pretty much every page. Yeah. So pretty much. And the other part of this, so that would be like phase one. Phase two would be adding the location pages. So once we do all the on-page optimization for your services in general, we'll create a locations page for each location in your area. So from what I can tell, it's Delray, Boynton Beach, Boca Raton, and West Palm Beach. Each one of those will be under a location tab, or maybe somewhere here on the homepage. And again, it's just telling Google more reasons to why we should pop up in those areas. From there, what we do is something called interlinking. Interlinking is just linking from one page to another that is within the same site. That just helps people lead from, you know, if we're on the homepage and we mention that we do the luxury detailing, it'll take them to that page. A, it's more engagement, and B, it, again, further helps people move along the path of what they want to find. Because the homepage is really your main page where they'll get most of the information. So that'll be location big. And then finally, the last portion of this would be backlinking. The easiest route to do this is something called, they're kind of two separate things, but they're along the same lines. Number one is the local listing. So we use something called SEM Rush to put you on 60 to 70 local listing sites where it mentions your name, address, and phone number. Pretty much anytime we add this, you instantly get better results, just because you have, it's kind of like a credit card. If you go to 10 different businesses, use your credit card and you pay it off, then that credit company knows, oh, okay, they're legit. They pay their bills. Everyone accepted them. You can trust this person. Same thing with the website. If we have 60 websites linking back to us, it's just giving us more credibility, letting Google know, hey, this is a trustworthy business. They're not scamming people. They're not fish, you know, stealing information, so on and so forth. Go ahead and let them rank better, for, so to speak. So that's portion one. Portion two is getting backlinks from other sites that are not a, a local citation. So those are a bit difficult because we have to hunt for them. We have to, contact somebody and they'll have to link back to us. The ideal, amount of backlinks you'll get is like one or two per month. And it just depends on your area and how well we can find, thing or websites that'll link back to you. So again, we have a tool for that that helps us identify websites that we can reach out to, but it's a process. So I would say before the backlinking part, that's a 3-month process that we can do this for. And the backlinking part, I mean, that's just however long it might take. It'd be 6 months, it'd be 8 months. And then for the rankings, that's its own journey too. So we do the actions, and then as time goes on and we rank better, we'll see how it either goes up or down or stays the same. And again, for that, we use SEM Rush to track the keywords and track your positioning. But as a, just to give you like a timeline, I would recommend at least 3 months for us to get the on-page optimization done, as well as the local citations done. And then if you'd like to continue and let us do the backlinks, we can do that as well. Since we're not building a website for you, and since we're not running Google Ads or anything else, we're just doing the SEO, we would do this for $250 a month for at least 3 months. So you're looking at, you know, $750 over the course of 3 months, but it would be billed once a month. And that is the plan, literally what I just told you. If you'd like, you can do it, or we can do it for you. But that's usually how it goes. You know, you'll see results. I think your website's not ranking too well at all, so you might see results a little bit quicker. They're just not going to be the best results. It's going to say, you know, you went from not being on the map to being on the map. And so the other thing I don't know is if you have Google Analytics and Google Search Console installed. Google Search Console allows us to make the process faster because we can submit the sitemap to Google instead of waiting Google to crawl our site. So those are just some other variations that can occur. But anyways, that is the audit. That is the plan. Pretty much that's what we're going to do over the course of 3 months. So let me know if you have any other questions. Thank you so much. Goodbye.